So to step out of all that, so that yourself, your sense of self, is no longer in the movement of thought, that's all that it is, there's still a movement of thought, your sense of self is not invested in every thought that arises. This way, you're pulled this way, and then you're pulled that way. Or you may have deeply lodged thoughts that never leave you, obsessions, convictions, beliefs. This is how it is. Just ask me, I'll tell you how it is. Deeply entrenched thought forms that many people walk around with, and they say that's me. They don't see it as thought forms that they walk around with. They are the thought forms. They are the convictions. They are the one who is looking for somebody to disagree with, to strengthen their sense of self. They are their thoughts. So stepping out of that is the great liberation. It's the renunciation, and to some people the renunciation of that thought comes because they can't stand thought anymore. It becomes so painful that finally they renounce. And what they do then is the renunciation of thought, of course, is also the renunciation of past and future. Except for practical things, that's okay. But as that overwhelming concern with me and my future and things that happened in the past, things that are going to happen to me or not going to happen to me, renounce that and recognize that past and future are only thought forms, no more. They have no existence. Time, which is past and future, has no existence except as thought. You cannot encounter past and future. Nobody has ever met the past, touched it, seen it, lived in it. You may think people lived in the past. How can they live in the past? The Romans, they lived 2,000 years ago. That sounds plausible. But of course they didn't. They lived in the now. And so unless you create a thought form of past, there's no past. And the moment you can only create a thought form at this moment, out of the fullness of now, which is consciousness itself. Oh, is that what it is? Yes. The now is unconditioned, pure consciousness itself. Primordial intelligence. And out of that arise forms, thought forms. And they become the conditioned form consciousness. And then thought forms become material forms. So we have thought, which are objects in consciousness. Sense perceptions, thoughts, emotions, they are all objects because they become, you perceive, what you call a flower. It somehow, the image goes through your eyes, becomes a nerve impulse, whatever they say, then gets reconstructed in the brain, which nobody, the greatest doctor, has no idea how it works. And then you get an image arises of a flower. It's a thought form too. An object in consciousness, not conceptual thought, sense perception, conceptual thought. Objects in consciousness and consciousness.